third and final hour for his company. 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you on this back-together weekend. Titans practice about to get underway over at Nissan Stadium. We will keep an eye on everything going on over there. If there's any updates to give, we will bring them to you. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly BI membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It is 11 a.m., and we've been playing this game on the daily shows as we've been filling in, but for the first time in a month on a Saturday, it is time for America's favorite game show, Where Are They Now? Before we get into it, I will explain the rules quickly. Connor is going to be our host because he did beat me the last time this group played.
On a historical,
yes,
historical
one
day.
One of the greatest runs that we have seen. So Connor is
the record is nine. I hold that record.
Yes, the record is nine. I almost broke it against D-Mace.
You did.
I was close.
Seven.
I got to seven. So, five questions of former players, current players that you know, but where are they playing now? Who knows? That's for me and Nick Frazier to guess. If you
it's
can guess,
like that's the name of the game or something.
Right? It's weird. the first three have to be playing in North America still. Four and five can be anywhere across the globe. If Nick or I are able to guess the league they are playing in, that is 1 point. The exact team adds two more. Are we ready, gentlemen?
The question is, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Connor
is our host today. Let's play. Where are they now?
All right, hit it. There it is. There's that music. Our first contestant here on Where Are They Now? Former Golden State Warrior, Sacramento King, Dallas Maverick, Harrison Barnes. Where is Harrison Barnes today?
Harrison Barnes.
Won a championship in Golden State, I believe, right before KD came over. Played at Kansas, I think.
Yes, I think that's right.
Kansas?
Yeah, Harrison Barnes. He was part of those championship teams.
Good role player.
I'm between two teams, and I think one of them's right, but I just don't. I'm going to go with this one. All right, I'm in.
All right, Jake Lyman is locked in. We await Nick Frazier's answer, who I know just has basketball on his mind.
Yep.
All day, every day. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Jake Lyman, hit it.
I'm going to go. Harrison Barnes plays in the NBA still. For the Orlando Magic.
Okay.
I also went NBA, and I went Milwaukee Bucks.
You both get a point. He's in the NBA playing for the San Antonio Spurs.
I'm glad it wasn't the other one I was thinking of because I would have been kicking myself. I was between the Magic and the Hornets.
Yeah. Completely different coast.
Yep.
You're on the East Coast. Well,
it's very similar in color, though.
Yes. Maybe it was throwing
team
me
colors,
off.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. 1-1.
All right. Former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher, Dakota Hudson.
Oh.
Where is Dakota Hudson? A very, very subpar bullpen arm. Not great, but it is a former Cardinal.
If we're guessing minor leagues, do we have to guess like league? Like level?
Yeah, like double A, triple A.
Okay, yep.
I wrote the specific league, but if you give me double A or triple A, I'll accept.
Okay.
What if he was called up this year? We got to go current.
We got to know where he is currently.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know the organization.
What's his address?
1685 Baltimore Way. I don't know.
Baltimore Way. All right, are we good?
I'm ready.
All right, Nick Frazier, you're up.
I have the MLB and I have Baltimore Orioles organization.
Okay.
So, I'm going AAA, yep. International League, the Syracuse Mets.
He is in AAA. Oh. The MILB for the greatest team name of all time, the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
He's with the Trash Pandas.
In the Los Angeles Angels organization.
Okay.
So Jake Lyman leads 2-1. We got a pitcher's duel going on in the early innings.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't get and these are supposed to be the easier ones, which is tough.
They're not easy.
No, they're not easy, but it is
They're more achievable.
They're easier than the fourth and fifth.
They're more achievable.
Somebody in the YouTube chat just said Spurs, so I guess they got the Harrison Barnes, but they go wrong.
Yeah. Don't use the text.
I won't be.
They won't help. They can help you, but don't let them help you. Our final contestant in North America, former Ole Miss defensive lineman, former NFLer, if that gives you a little bit of a hint, Breland Speaks.
I thought you were going to go Robert Kemdiche.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, dang it.
Breland speaks.
Former Rebel. Played on the same team as A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was next up. I thought he was going to be good. Played stints. Let's see. I think he was with the Raiders at one point. He bounced around the league a lot. Let's see exactly.
Yeah, what are those NFL teams? Those actually would help my answer.
I'm in for the win.
Let's see. Before we get there, I just want to see what teams he plays. I'm sorry, this is really bad radio right now.
No, it actually would help my answer. Thank you.
Good old Wikipedia will help us out here. Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Oakland Raiders. Oh, wow, he's played for just about every team. Chiefs, Raiders, Cowboys, Giants, Cowboys again, Bills, 49ers, Jaguars.
All over the map.
All over the place.
All right, Roughnecks, there we go. All right, we're good.
Okay, so we have Nick Frazier's answer.
We have his answer. This is going to be a big answer then, because I'm going to go Canadian Football League.
Ooh.
Nick Frazier. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The Montreal Alouettes.
That's a good answer.
Nick Frazier has tied it up.
Huh.
He is in the UFL.
It's a 50-50 shot.
The Michigan Panthers.
Who are no longer a team.
Really?
Yeah, they just moved a bunch of teams out of certain cities into other ones. So,
well, we may need to reassess that one.
Well,
I mean,
he's still part of that organization, I think.
Still in UFL. So
right.
Yeah, there we go.
So it's 2-2.
We're tied up. As a reminder, no more North America. This can be anywhere in the world.
Yes. Ni hao.
I give you... With number four, an arch enemy of mine destroyed my heart in the 2017 March Madness Elite Eight. Former Tar Heel Luke May, brother of Drake
Luke
May.
Luke May.
Was not that great of a player at North Carolina, just happened to hit one of the clutchest shots in March Madness history.
Luke May.
He was a former NBA player, I believe. Played for the Bucks. Let's see. He was one of Roy Williams' guys. Like, he loved Luke May. Let's see where Luke...
The whole May family
are
athletes and play for the Tar Heels.
Played for... Well, he was a former Buck, but everywhere else he's played, he's
all right.
Across the map.
I'm in.
All right.
Does Nick go first this time? Or is it me?
Oh, he kind of gave his answer.
Okay, he did. I'll go.
You go.
I'm going to say he's in Puerto Rico playing for the Tigres de San Juan.
The San Juan Tigers. All right, Frazier.
I just took the Euro League. He's in the BSL Turkey League.
Okay, he's playing in Japan for the Nagoya Diamond Dolphins.
That was...
The Diamond
Dolphins. I mean, it's all just shooting in the dark.
So we are...
We're still tied at two.
All right.
Heading to the down. Final one. Do you have a tiebreaker ready?
I'm going to whoop one up while you guys do this
okay.
one. But our last contestant today is a former Chicago Cub, Patrick Wisdom.
Patrick Wisdom.
That's former. Recent.
Yeah, he's very recent.
Okay. He played for the Cubs last year.
He is no longer in the majors.
Oh, okay. I know. I got this.
No longer in the majors. He is overseas somewhere.
Oh, well. Does not rest the world. So.
We could just sing. I'm kind of trying to figure out a tiebreaker here
okay.
if we get to that point. Let's see. Do I want to go baseball or basketball or football?
And he's
or...
overseas.
Yeah.
Mm.
This is such bad radio.
When you say overseas, does that mean like...
I say overseas, I mean anywhere in the world.
Okay. Oh, well,
but in this case, he is overseas.
All right, well, then I'm...
I got to change it out.
Dude, what does that mean? If you said he is overseas, but he is overseas, are you doubling me? What are we doing here?
He is not in this continent and on the other side of the world.
All right, that's all I ask. There we go. Thanks for the hint. He's not in the Russian Baseball League.
There's a Russian Baseball League?
No, I just made that up. All right, I think I know.
Okay.
I have no idea, but I think I got a 50-50 shot on the league.
You got a shot. You've always got a shot. May not be a big shot, but you got a shot.
All right,
Nick Frazier, go for it.
Went with the NPB, and I'm going the Guangdong Tigers.
Not even the right country. Guangdong is in China.
Well, Sorry.
NPB is Japan.
I'm just trying to get 2 points. I mean, if I'm wrong on one, I'm wrong on the other.
Well, the game's going to end here because I think one of us is right.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm going KBO. The Seoul Superstars is my name of the team.
You didn't get the team, but you got the league.
Let's go.
Jake Lyman is the winner. He's playing in the KBO, the Korean Baseball League.
Well done.
For the Kia Tigers.
Oh, I always go Tigers because it's just safe, it feels like. The Guangdong Tigers.
The foreigners love Tigers.
The Tigres de San Juan.
Rawr.
So, I didn't come up with a tiebreaker, but...
You didn't need it.
We don't need it.
All right.
I can if you want one for funsies, but...
I will host next week.
Okay.
So
one of these days, Nick Frazier's going to get to host.
I've got a full list of people. I'm ready to go.
He's got the well ready.
I do. It's great.
At some point, maybe we'll leave it. We have a list on our grid. Maybe we'll have the conversation of, is Simone Biles or Katie Ledecky the GOAT of Olympic sports?
You know, I wanted
to stay there forever.
It's been there for like a year and a half now.
That's because none of the three of us put it there. I wanted to go a WNBA star today, but I figured that would be too easy for Jake Lyman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be. I could probably tell you.
You could probably figure that one out.
That was a fun one. I mean, kept us on our toes. We got close a couple times.
I love the pitcher's duels.
3-2 final.
Like
low scoring.
When you guys just don't get the team right the whole time, it makes my day.
The under definitely hit.
Well, we played Celebrity Birthdays the other day, Parker Kelly and I, and we officially have the worst game of Celebrity Birthdays of all time.
Well, Chase, I was listening when Chase put up, what, like 13? 14? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I blinked my eyes, and I heard Joe say, "Ain't nothing." I was like, whoa.
Parker
he was just knocking him out.
Parker and I ended in a nil-nil draw.
It was bad.
You didn't even get one? No. Oh, my goodness.
It was so bad.
The closest they got was within 10 years of somebody.
10?
Yeah.
We didn't know who any of these people are.
That's fair. Like, especially for people
our
age.
That's why I like this game, because I know who these people are.
I was really hoping they'd get the first guy on the list. He was the actor in Benchwarmers. He was the rich guy. He had the robot.
Oh, yeah.
Last name was like Lovitz, I think.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Lovitz.
Do we know how old he was?
Yes. He was,
I'm going to go 73.
I think pretty close. Let's see.
You guys weren't close on this at all?
They were like in the 60s.
No.
John Lovitz's
name. Were terrible.
What'd you say?
73.
68.
Okay.
You're a lot closer than that.
I went a little higher. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Another great edition of Where Are They Now? We are going to get back into some football here. Talk some college football on the other side. We'll also keep you updated on what's going on around Titans training camp over there at Nissan Stadium. This week's Nashville's Best Deal is Eastside Bowl in Madison. Eastside Bowl is a vintage bowling alley, music venue, lounge, and arcade designed by locals for locals. Get 2 hours of bowl plus shoe rentals for up to 6 people for just $45 while supplies last. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to get yours now. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newton, Jake Wallman, Forrest Company here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Forrest Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Lots going on in studio right now. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you on this Saturday morning. Final hour. We'll talk some Titans training camp. They are out there at Nissan Stadium right now. We will check in on how things are going out there. Also talk some college football. But let's go to our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We briefly mentioned the topic that's been sitting on our grid for like a year of Simone Biles versus Katie Ledecky.
And I mean briefly.
And apparently Adam in Portland has a thought, so I'd love to hear. Adam in Portland, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Well, it's a great topic. And they're both wonderful, dude. But I think Katie Ledecky is the best athlete in the world. And it's because she's like, you got to be such a self-starter to do what she does. In most sports, you probably do. But her specifically, she's by herself. She's like, and she crushes her own records. She doesn't just like skip past or barely inch out her own records. It's usually by a pool's length that she beats her own records. It's wild. So I always think about it, man. I'm like, God, like, because I know I think LA is going to be her last one. But she's phenomenal, man. And Simone Biles is great. Like, I always thought, like, the dudes who would speak up about Simone Biles, like, like, that made her a political thing, really ticked me off. Like, she is an incredible athlete and human being, but Katie Ledecky is just – she's the best athlete ever, I think, dude. Like, I would put her, like, Michael Jordan, Katie Ledecky, like, right there. So,
thanks for the call, Adam. No, it's a good point. I think both in their own rights are They are the best in their sport, for sure. Simone Biles, I just think what she does is so impressive. Like, there's nobody else in the world who could do what she does.
Yeah, and he makes a good point about how Ledecky might go out on top in L.A. for that last Olympics. It also makes me wonder how many more U.S. athletes are going to say, I'm done with Olympics and retire as well. It makes me wonder, is the U.S. now turning a page in its sports history to where you got to find new names,
right,
new established names? That's my biggest thing I'm kind of worried about. I mean, I'm not saying U.S. is terrible at sports, but we've had this wonderful run of gold medals for a lot of different sports, and now you're turning the page to something new.
That's a good point. Like, we've had dominance, and I'm sure there are young, great athletes coming up, but you look Phelps and Ledecky and Simone Biles. Who's next? That is the question. I know gymnastics has a lot of, like, Suni Lee's great, and I'm blanking on the other girl who was.
Why would Livy Dunn not, like,
she's not good enough?
Well, I mean, you never know.
No, she's not. She wasn't even good enough to start for LSU.
But that's what I'm saying, though. If you can not be good at something but then become good at it, especially in the Olympics, if you have an opportunity to go do it, just go do it.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt that she would at least try. Like, but
I think it would bring more awareness to the sport. That's what I'm saying. With the attraction she has on social media, I think it'd be good for it.
That's TV purposes. I'm wondering if she even wants to keep doing gymnastics at this point, because it's like she's just kind of, I mean, she can do her modeling and advertising and being a power couple with Paul Skeens. Like,
who is amazing.
I mean, I wouldn't, if she wanted to try, I just think that it's such a hard team to make, first of all, because I think only five make it, and then there's like one who's a reserve in case of injury.
Yeah.
But you got to be one of the top six in the country to even make the team, which is, it's tough. Anyway, tangent there. Adam in Portland, thanks for the call. It is a good conversation, and you know, we got the Olympics, the Winter Olympics coming up in a few months. Maybe we'll get back into talk like that.
Bobsledding.
Titans are out on the field at Nissan Stadium. It does not seem that much has happened so far, based on what I'm seeing on the X timeline. It looks like they're just kind of warming up right now. We did take some of Brian Callahan's press conference earlier in the show. Some things we missed from that, he did compliment Femi Oladejo, said he's ahead of schedule right now, which is similar to what Connor Newt told us, that Femi has looked good so far.
It's almost like I was out there and someone else here wasn't.
It almost is. Almost.
And
is
I saw it with my own eyes.
yes. So that's pretty much all we missed from the back end of that press conference. And again, they haven't really started practicing yet. So we will keep an eye on it. If anything notable happens out there in the...
Oh, look, Vrabel's on TV. Let's see if he yells at the media.
Oh, right. Yeah, we got Vrabel on NFL Network right now.
Are we digging the beardless Mike Vrabel?
I don't like it.
Is it like fresh start?
It looks
weird. Yeah.
He looks like a softball dad.
He's got a lot of salt and pepper going on up there. I don't know if the beard would really... I think the beard would actually help out with the salt and pepper.
He looks like a car dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
Like, he looks like the kind of guy he wants me to get in his 2021 Lexus and see if I want to take it for a test drive.
Yeah, they are out there at Patriots camp right now. We did see Ian Rappaport is at Titans practice today. Mm-hmm. So is Daniel Jeremiah. So I'm sure we'll get some of these types of interviews. I'd guess they're going to get Cam Ward later on. So keep an eye out for that. Did want to touch on college football a little bit. We are through media days. We got the Big Ten out of the way. Tony Petitti continues to try and stump for the 4-4-2-2 model in the playoff, which, again, we've established is not the right idea. Anyway, what are we expecting for this year's college football season? It's coming up so fast. I mean, we are 4 weeks from today is week zero. 5 weeks from today is week one. So what can we expect from this year's college football season? I know there are some favorites, but it does feel as wide open as it's ever been for teams to make a run here. And obviously there's your top tier of national championship contenders, but it does feel pretty wide open that somebody could make a run and get into the college football playoff that we're not expecting.
Yeah, and you know, looking at the SEC especially, you have Texas and Georgia who are the two powerhouses, but yet even with them as some of the top four or five favorites, it, like you're saying, it's still wide open. As for a team that's low on the radar that could make a deep run at it, maybe you see A&M. Maybe they make a run at it.
That's a good one.
That's kind of my dark
horse.
That's
what my dad just said the other day.
Yeah, I just think Marcel Reed having the experience he had as a freshman under this A&M offense and second year under Mike Elko, which is Mike Elko's done a great job at Texas A&M. Yeah, he's been really good. And I don't know. I think that there's more to this story that is going to unfold in the second season.
I think you're right. I think A&M, the Jimbo years, kind of trained fans to just brush Texas A&M aside and say, yeah, they've got money. They'll buy some players, but they're never actually going to be good. I think they've got the pieces to actually be pretty good this year. The SEC is tough, so I'm not saying they're going to be, you know, a national championship level team, but a team that probably should be getting talked about in the same vein as like a South Carolina and a Florida, but isn't. It is a little strange. I think A&M is right in that same mix with those two teams, and maybe an Ole Miss you could put in there too, of that next tier,
yeah,
behind
that second tier
behind the true national championship contenders of Texas, Georgia, Alabama, LSU.
Can I give you a hottish take not related to the SEC?
Chase McCabe, I believe, is banned. Hot take.
He said
from the station.
Ish.
Hot. Okay.
So I don't know if that's like radish.
When did hot take get banned?
I don't know.
Chase, yesterday was Fireball Hot Take Friday.
Chase said on Thursday, yeah, he said he'd like to ban hot take from the airwaves. So,
well, then you're putting Jared Stillman out of the business.
I guess hottish is like its own word, well, like radish, like I was saying.
He said strong opinion. So let's hear your strong opinion on this strong opinion Saturday.
The Big 12 is a far better and deeper conference than the ACC.
I would have to agree to that. I will agree to that.
I'm an ACC homer, so I'm going to disagree with you.
Well, I know that. But other than Clemson and Miami, give me an ACC team that is capable of making the playoff.
SMU?
They've lost a lot.
But they went there last
year. And Kevin Jennings showed that
Duke.
Come on, man. Big 12, you have Texas Tech, I think, is going to be good. Arizona State is easily the front runner. Kansas State will be good. BYU, if they can figure out their quarterback situation, could be solid. Iowa State, they just got, on a paper-to-paper comparison, I'd take the Big 12 or the ACC.
I'd agree to that.
You're probably not wrong. As much as I want to defend the ACC, it's so top-heavy. It's like,
it's Clemson and Miami right now.
Clemson and Miami.
Maybe Louisville.
In terms of talent, those are the only two teams that I think could stack up with some of the big boys across college football.
Surprised you didn't say Bill.
North Carolina, I don't think that's going to go
well.
They're
going to be, yeah,
like
7-5.
It's a publicity stunt. Like, I don't see that working out all that well.
It's his audition tape to go back to the NFL.
Right.
That's what I think it is, and I don't think it's going to end well.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of that move for them. Like, you just did this with Mack Brown. Like, and you were average for 4 years or however long
he was there. I don't think Bill Belichick, a guy who's never coached college football, is that much of an upgrade from Mack Brown.
Yeah.
Who was 90 and on his deathbed.
No, I'm with you. I'm not a huge fan of UNC. I saw the poll came out. They weren't even close to the top, right?
No, God,
I don't think so.
Like, Louisville's up there towards the top. Duke is obviously in there. Why can I not find? Why is last year's coming up? When I Google ACC preseason poll, why is 2024 coming up? So the top 10, Clemson, Miami, SMU, Louisville, Georgia Tech, Duke, Florida State, Pitt, Virginia Tech, NC State. So North Carolina is 12th.
I got to look at the bowl right now. Really off topic, the lower bowl of Nissan Stadium, like 25%.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a practice.
There's no one there.
Back together weekend.
Everybody's out there getting new clothes for tax-free weekend.
It's true. Yeah. Maybe that takes priority. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you want to chime in, you can text or call. Our phone line is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tune into 1025 The Game, The Game Nashville app, or TheGameNashville.com for NASCAR coverage of the Brickyard 400 tomorrow at 1 p.m. Coverage presented by Michael Waltrip Signature Floor. Rev up your day on the Michael Waltrip Signature Floor, located on the third floor of Hank Williams Jr. Boogie Bar. Wall-to-wall sports, cold drinks, and great food to fuel the fun. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. Final half hour of the show coming up next here on Forrest Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Forrest Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt,
flexing
Jake
over
Wallman.
There, Hulk Hogan.
I'm sorry?
You were doing some flexing
Frazier
right there.
Frazier was just like, ugh!
This is my big flex.
That'll go in the Connor Newt Hall of Fame of random noises.
Yeah, which there are plenty of.
Yes, there are.
I mean, you should have heard Rex Road this week. His Dan Campbell impression.
That's pretty good.
It just sounded like that, just a bunch of grunting.
See, that's the difference between the Joes. I think all Joe Dubin impressions sound exactly the same.
He does the Peyton Manning one.
And Elvis.
Which sounds
which
the same
they sound
as
exactly
Elvis.
The same. Yeah.
Memphis.
Memphis. Every time the Sounds play the Redbirds, we get that one. Titans are out at practice at Nissan Stadium right now. Back together weekend. We are looking to see if there are any updates, but based on everything I'm seeing on the timeline, it does look like it's just individual work right now. Haven't gotten into any of the team stuff. So,
well, they won't let you film any of the team stuff.
Well, right, but like I'm seeing all these videos of like
I see it, like the defensive line.
Here's Xavier Restrepo. Paul Kaharsky just put a clip of Cam Ward hitting Xavier Restrepo on a crossing route against air.
Can't catch the strep, baby. Can't catch it.
The NFL just tweeted out a video of Cam Ward. The actual NFL account, it says Cam Ward smooth with it, and it's just him. Oh wow, Cam Ward behind the back pass.
Oh, Mahomes, watch out.
Wow, I'm seeing a video of the Dallas Cowboys riding stick horses at their practice.
Oh, they're doing hobby horsing?
Yes, they are.
Is that what it's called, hobby horse?
I think it's because of the Happy Gilmore movie. You know, Happy Gilmore does the horse bull riding.
No, they all literally have like brooms, and they're just... Yeehaw!
Yeah. Well, Cam Ward, yeah, behind the back pass, just kind of walking slowly. He goes, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Speaking of Happy Gilmore, I know you saw it, Nick Frazier. No spoilers, but was it good?
It had its moments, yeah.
Okay.
I would definitely say Happy Gilmore 2, it obviously has the same ensemble as Happy Gilmore, but...
The original's way better.
A little more meat and potatoes to number one than number two.
It's, from what I've gathered, it's very like... fanfare. It's like, we're going to give you all the cameos you want. We're going to do all the callbacks to the first one.
That's why I think it's like kind of stuck.
Which I don't think it's going to be a good movie. I think it's going to be an entertaining movie. So I'm excited to watch
it. It's a great way to put it.
Like,
I'm not putting any spoilers out there, but Scottie Scheffler in that movie, great.
It's not going to win any awards is what I've gathered, but like, is it a good time?
Yeah. And it'll get money.
All right.
Because people will watch.
It's a
I'm
good
excited.
Time.
I will find some time to watch that either this weekend or maybe early next week.
It's an hour and 57 minutes, which is surprising.
Wait, 2 full hours.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised they had enough content for that.
Yeah. And I will say, continue watching the credits.
That's
all I got to
add. Post-credit scene.
Do we get an alligator tribute?
Oh, there's plenty of that.
Are we going to get, is it like the Happy Gilmore cinematic universe? Like, is it post-credit setting up for Thanos arriving?
No, nothing like that.
Are we
going
to see Billy Madison make his way to this universe?
There was a little bit of
the Sandlerverse.
Oh, could you imagine?
Wasn't that a rumor for a while that they were trying to do a Sandlerverse movie?
Put everybody together?
Yeah, I was like, I watched an Adam Sandler movie here with no sound the other day.
Really? Which one?
It was where he was the plastic surgeon.
Oh, Just Go With It.
Yeah.
That's one of the more rewatchable movies.
I was
out
entertained.
There.
I didn't have the comedy, but I was entertained.
You've never seen that with Jennifer Aniston? Bring her kids to Hawaii.
Is that a Netflix one?
No, it's older.
They find the
Adam Sandler's trying to get with Brooklyn Decker.
Yep. I have seen this. Yep.
That's why I enjoyed it. Brooklyn Decker was.
You don't need sound on that one.
I didn't need it. That was good.
Favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Ooh.
Oh.
While we're just on this tangent,
I mean. I love Grown Ups. I love both of those.
Happy Gilmore, I think,
Happy
is
Gilmore
up
is
there
up
for
there.
Me.
I love Billy Madison. I love Waterboy, of course.
The Longest Yard's good.
You know what I liked when I was a kid? And it doesn't hold up as well now, but I liked Bedtime Stories.
Yes. You know pretty what? Good. Actually, I might be with you.
That one was good.
I think Bedtime Stories is one of my favorites of his.
Zohan's pretty funny. The Zohan?
I don't know if I've seen that
don't
one.
Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, the Zohan? Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that one.
You might have to.
I might have to
for
do
that.
Did you ever watch the worst movie ever? And it was Jack and Jill, where he plays
yes,
both.
Where he plays both.
It's awful.
It's really horrible with Al Pacino singing about Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkachino. Yeah.
Dunkachino.
Click's up there. You gotta
Click is
that.
Good. Yep. Click gets sad at the end.
It does.
Like it does. It hits an emotional.
Oh yeah.
Chord.
With the remote?
Yeah, it's like...
I kind of stopped watching after about 80 minutes or so.
It does... It drones on for a while because it, like... The previews made it seem like it's this fun, like, oh, he's going to rewind and let this kid get hit in the face with a ball or, like, whatever it is. But then it's like at the end, it's like, man, life is short. Don't skip past any of it.
I didn't like, what was it, Little Nicky?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of funny.
What, Mr. What's the one where he's, like, he gets rich? Mr. Deeds.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That one's good.
Yeah.
What's the one where he's, where he babysits the kid?
Oh, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. That one's funny.
That's with Cole Sprouse,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. One of the Zach and Cody is the
Cole
kid.
Cole Sprouse was in Friends.
Yeah, he was Ross's kid. Yep. Yeah. Uncut Gems.
Never saw it.
Like, very different, but honestly, probably one of his. Like, he almost won an Emmy for that, Oscar.
An Oscar.
What's it called? The basketball one was good.
Oh, Hustle. Yeah. Hustle.
With Bo Cruz.
Yeah. Where he's married to Queen Latifah. That's a good one.
he was married to Cleveland.
Uncut Gems, though.
Uncut Gems is a good movie.
Very good movie.
Kevin Garnett.
I should watch it.
Isn't it based on like a true story? Didn't it say something? Like almost
it
sort
is
of
possible. Yeah. More news out of Titans practice. Ben Arthur video of Cam Ward with a left-handed pass. What? So behind the back and a left-handed pass from Cam Ward.
I mean, what can this guy not
ever
do?
He's the greatest.
I mean, SportsCenter, are they going to give him the Mahomes treatment? Are they going to run that on repeat
for
the next week?
You know what he can't do? It's something none of us can do. Please, Jared Stillman.
Don't the kids call it, what, glazing or whatever?
We are not going down this
route. Where are we going with this? Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that like they hype him up or whatever? Yes. That's what they call it?
Yes, that is what it's called.
Thank you.
We now have mid and glazing. We're getting all of the Gen Z slang.
Might as well go to Krispy Kreme.
This is a massive tangent of a segment we're going on.
Okay. I mean, this segment basically was just like, let's talk and see where we go.
There is I think it's in Australia. It's a dog adoption center, and they named all their dogs after Gen Z slang. So they have one named like Skibbity, and they have one named like
Skibbity.
That's horrible.
It's awful. But these dogs are so adorable. I want one.
I'm looking up Gen Z slang. I'm so out of it.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. As we continue on this tangent, Eric is on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Wanted to talk Adam Sandler movies. Eric, good morning. Yep, thanks for calling.
Can you hear me? You were talking about Adam Sandler's movies. I thought of another one, which I liked. It was pretty good. It was sort of comedy, drama. Wasn't he in a movie called Spanglish, where he was the chef,
yes,
and his wife was Taya Leone?
Mm-hmm.
And I forget who was the... I guess it was like housekeeper, whoever it was. There was a Hispanic woman, but I think it was like underlying tension with her or whatever it was. But I thought that was a pretty good movie. It was comedy, but it was also kind of dramas and stuff, and I thought that was a pretty good movie.
Right. I think I've watched that a long time ago. I maybe that's one to rewatch, but I do remember the movie you're talking about.
Yeah, but I just thought that was another one I'd throw out there.
That's a good one. Thanks for the call, Eric.
Did you ever see Murder Mystery?
Yeah,
with Jennifer Aniston.
I haven't seen the second one.
I haven't either. I liked the first one.
The first one was pretty good. Him and Jennifer Aniston, the movies
they're
in are good. Like, Just Go With It. There's another one, too.
Blended.
No, that's Drew Barrymore.
Oh, was 50 First Dates was good.
50 First Dates is Drew Barrymore,
too. That was good.
The Wedding Singer, that's another one.
That one's all right.
Blended, underrated. Like, it looks really stupid, and it kind of is stupid,
but
it is funny. There are some funny...
Chuck and Larry's a good one.
Chuck and Larry. Yeah.
Kevin James. Hilarious.
What's the one with Andy Samberg where
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
That one's good.
It's a good one too. lots of good Adam Sandler movies as Happy Gilmore 2 released yesterday. Gotta watch it. Probably tomorrow I will find some time to watch it.
I'm going to watch the first one first,
though. Yeah, no, I think that is good, especially if there's a lot of callbacks. You want to make sure it's fresh.
Is it still on Netflix?
They're both on Netflix still, yep.
Good.
It's leaving Netflix soon, apparently.
Why?
I guess they want people to watch it quickly.
Yeah.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. One final segment on this Saturday. We'll make some picks when we come back. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman here on Force Company, 1025, 1063, The Game. Final segment on this Saturday, Fours Company, 1025, 1063, The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. It is Back Together Weekend. Fours Company.
Back in time.
Back together for the first time in almost a month.
I love me some Huey Lewis, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm
phenomenal.
I never heard that song before.
You never heard it? Have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Okay, maybe I have, but I not in a long, long time.
Indirectly. Yeah.
Like, I've seen Back to the Future. I think it was, like, same thing. Like, it was on USA Network or something. I watched it. I've not gone out of my way to watch it.
Great trilogy.
That's a movie I could just sit down and watch on AMC.
The first one. The first one.
Maybe I need to go back. I definitely have seen it. Like, I understand. Like, I understand the whole movie, but, yeah. Like...
The first one is perfect. The second one and the third one are good, but the first one's just elite. Yeah.
All right.
It's got a little Baseball Tonight in there. Maybe it has a little vibe to it.
I've got some work to do then, some homework. They are featuring the Titans right now on NFL Network, looking at Cam Ward. They've got Matt Castle and Bobby Bones, noted football expert, out there at Nissan Stadium talking about the Titans. So I'm sure they'll have more stuff. Practice going on right now. Doesn't look all that well attended. It is hot out there. I will give Titans fans credit that... You know, it's going to be like 95 degrees today, but we'll keep an eye on that. Let's make some picks, though. Final segment of the show. We're sticking with baseball here. There really isn't anything else to pick right now, and we'll give us a wild card. Let's start with Phillies and Yankees today. Big matchup between two playoff teams in the AL and the NL. Who wins it, Philly or New York, Nick Frazier?
I'm going with Philadelphia. I saw there was some news about Aaron Judge, and there's some form of an elbow injury or some little elbow knock that he got, I think, last night or the day before. And that just leads me to think Philadelphia is going to go and take care of business, even though it's in New York.
I'm going to go Phillies, too. The Yankees are just the Penn State of Major League Baseball right now. They can't put it together against these good teams.
Yep.
Their hitting struggles, their pitching especially struggles. I think Bryce Harper has a big day. I could see him going yard today.
They're about to get started.
I don't know about twice. Maybe just one.
It is Yankee Stadium.
That is true.
Short porch. They're about to get started in the Bronx. I will go Phillies as well. Ranger Suarez on the mound. Marcus Stroman for the Yankees. Advantage Philadelphia. Jake Walman, are you making it a brotherly love sweep?
Yeah, I am. Phillies.
Love it.
Four Phillies.
Dynamite analysis.
Means the Yankees likely going to win. Let's go to Fenway Park, I believe. Yes, in Boston. Dodgers, Red Sox. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for the Dodgers, Garrett Crochet on the mound for the Red Sox.
Give me the Red Sox. I think the Red Sox play well under Garrett Crochet on the mound. This lineup for Boston has just been, it's been inconsistent, but at home, these youngsters really know what to do. Connor, not Connor Newt, but I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's like...
it's me.
No, it's not Connor.
I was out there.
It's an outfielder or second baseman. You know what I'm talking
for
about?
For the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Rafaela?
Yeah, Rafaela. Thank you. Yeah. And then you got Roman Anthony as well.
Yeah.
Those youngsters that are really starting to catch on, get their feet under them. So I'm going to go with Boston.
I'll go L.A. They're going... They hit a bit. Let me start over.
I know.
I'll go Los Angeles. They hit a bit of a hitting skid as of late, but they're starting to piece it together, starting to hit it. I think they got the hitters to shell out Garrett Crochet. And I think they can get out of this game pretty early if they do that.
Without Mookie Betts, by the way.
No just Mookie.
Against
no Mookie.
His former team.
That's yep. Okay. Shohei, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith. They got the hitters.
I'm going to go Red Sox, too. I think Crochet is firmly the third best pitcher in the league. And I think he's able to get it done, even against a very good Dodgers lineup. Jake Walman, Dodgers or Red Sox?
I'm going with the Dodgers. Boston's been on sort of a slide since coming back from the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're split.
Plus that LA lineup's pretty lethal.
2-2. We got two on the Sox, two on the Dodgers. Time for a wild card. I mean, baseball's the easy one, but you can go anywhere with this. Nick
anywhere?
Frazier.
And you mean anywhere?
I mean anywhere.
Oh, I'm making history here.
Yeah, Connor's going to make history here. you know what? We'll save Connor best for last.
Okay.
Nick Frazier, go ahead.
Your guys, mainly Sea Eagles, is going up Sunday morning at 1:05 a.m. against the Canterbury Bulldogs.
I know Jake Lyman will be up.
He will be
I
up
will.
For that.
I will be ready to roll.
Just a team that's falling apart as we speak, the Sea Eagles. Going up against the Canterbury Bulldogs, who are top three. I believe they're number one right now in the standings. So it'll be a good matchup for that. But I'm taking the Bulldogs.
I am going to wishful thinking try and get the Tigers out of this slump that they're in. Tigers have lost 11 of 12, 10 of 11, something there. I'm losing track at this point. But Tarek Skubal is on the mound today. They're going to win. It's going to be a bounce back win. They're going to make some trades at the deadline. and the Tigers are going to get back on track. Wishful thinking. Tigers actually did just make a trade literally 3 minutes ago. They've traded our good friend Brewer Hicklin to the Phillies for cash consideration. So a blockbuster.
Oh.
Former Nashville Sound Brewer Hicklin has been traded to the Phillies. Jake Wallman.
You know what I learned? Nestor Cortes pitches for the Sounds.
Well, yeah, he's on rehab assignment.
Oh.
So he will be going back up to the Brewers at some point.
I haven't done a Sounds game in like a month and a half.
Neither have I.
I'm out of it.
Nashty Nestor is what they call him.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow. Who thought of that?
Well, he's Nasty Nestor.
Yeah.
Now he's Nashty Nestor.
Okay. Take that guy's paycheck. But it's terrible.
Jake Wallman, what is your
wild card? I'm going to be a bit of a sicko.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to pick the Thursday night game, the Hall of Fame game up in Canton.
Oh, wow.
You are.
I kind of forgot that was even going on.
It is football. It's not good football, but it's football. I mean,
who doesn't get excited for Taylor Heinicke versus Hendon Hooker?
I mean, you're right.
Is Hendon Hooker even going to play? I've heard he's getting moved slower down the depth chart.
Uh-oh.
I looked at the depth chart via CBS Sports, and he is listed number two. So I do think whether he's two or three, he plays.
Still gonna play,
because we know Jared Goff's not taking those snaps. I'm going with the Lions. I love Dan Campbell. I'm here to break some kneecaps and chew some bubble gum. So,
all right,
yeah,
and we're all out of kneecaps.
Lions win July's most important football game on Thursday night. All right, Connor Newt, make some history for us.
All right, in the Newtverse. The Connor Newt franchise in Dynasty 26. Number one, Ohio State, and number four, Penn State play. Give me the Nittany Lions to finally get it done.
I can't believe you're picking a virtual video game.
This is how desperate we are for sports.
Is it on the road? Are you in Columbus?
It's just happening.
Okay. Never mind.
It's in Happy Valley.
I'm going to take... I don't know if Penn State gets it done.
Well, good thing it's my pick and not yours.
Oh, okay.
I've got a big one this weekend, too. The number three Florida Gators are going to Tuscaloosa to take on the number four Alabama Crimson Tide.
This is the first and last time I will ever do this because they're...
Right.
I don't want to pick baseball.
We've got 3 minutes to kill, so...
I'm over baseball.
So are you controlling any of these teams, or is it just happening in your dynasty?
It's just happening.
Oh, this isn't your team?
No.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. This is 1-4. We're talking about meat and potatoes of a game.
I thought this was like your dynasty. Like you were Penn State's head coach or something.
No, why would I do that? Why would I pick myself? I know I'm going to win.
It's true.
All right.
I have no control.
That's so funny that you just are picking an NPC game.
Yeah, NPC.
That's just going to be simulated. There is literally no...
Yeah. I'll let you guys know tonight how it goes.
What time of year is this? We're talking November?
This is
a lot of snow?
This is like week 10.
Okay.
In Happy Valley. It's going to be cold. Those boys better be ready.
That's Mo Bamba snow
there
material.
There you go.
That's
all
white. Yep.
White out.
That's
a white out. Penn State. Yeah.
They're going to wear the throwbacks.
Any injury news on that game coming up or no?
Well, I have wear and tear turned off, so I'm not sure.
Wow. Okay. You're one of those people.
Oh, I hate wear and tear.
I don't like it either, but I'm...
I like to be real about it.
Right.
It's not realistic.
I think turning it down is better, but off is...
Texas Tech's offensive line's awful.
Yeah.
They're bad.
Yeah. I mean, I will say...
I'm telling you, this is the first and last time I'll ever do this.
We're getting back into football season, so there will be real football to talk about, but...
1-4.
Yes.
Okay.
Force hosting.
My Gators coming off a top-10 win... in Death Valley against LSU, I allowed Garrett Nussmeier to throw for 660 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Goodness
still
gracious.
I mean, that's pretty realistic because Mississippi State did that to LSU 1 year.
I won 55-49, but gave up 660 passing yards and 7 touchdowns.
You have a killer instinct.
Yeah, right. We did it when we needed to. I mean, it's a murderer's row out there.
Not afraid to get your hands dirty.
No, not at all.
What'd your receiver have?
Lagway threw for like... 300 yards. It was your guy, Berrien Brown, who was killing me. He had 99 speed and just posted my... Like, all of their touchdowns were 70 yards or more.
He's not my guy anymore.
Yeah, your old guy.
He's gone. My new guy's Kendrick Law.
Yeah.
It's my new guy.
Former Alabama Crimson Tide. That'll about do it for us. We somehow managed to get through today's show. We are back after... Fun one, for sure. interesting one.
Hopefully we'll be back on the air tomorrow.
Yes.
Or next week.
Next week, yes. We are back from our four-week-long hiatus, and we will be back every Saturday from 9 to noon. Next week, should have plenty more to talk about with Titans training camp as we ramp up towards the season. We will be 1 week away from a preseason game the next time we speak. So excited for that. MLB trade deadline happening this week too. So plenty to talk about next week. Thanks everybody for tuning in. For Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, I am Jake Lyman signing off here on Force Company. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.